is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great.
Thank you for giving me a couple of minutes this morning here. So first off, you know, as a spectator and just a fan of this team, Friday night kind of seemed like just what the doctor ordered. 46-13 win over Glenn Academy. Tell us your thoughts about the game and how you think your men performed.
Well, it's certainly, I think we enjoyed it a lot more than we did the last 2 weeks. You know, we got off to a good start, and we had not in the first two games, and, you know, it turned into struggles, and you know, we got out to a good fast start and were able to get ahead pretty good. And we finally got to play a lot of our younger kids, which is something we always like to do. Didn't get to play them all. We kind of ran out of time there. But, you know, certainly I felt like we showed kind of a little bit more what we're capable of being, and was pleased with our progress.
Absolutely. It was great to see so many of those kids get in. I heard you speak last week about kind of the value of having kids that have been in the fire, that have been, you know, battle tested. You touched on it briefly, but, you know, talk about how important it is maybe to get more than just your starters in games like this when you have the opportunity to do that.
Well, it's always, you know, important. It builds your depth. It, you know, builds your camaraderie among the team. You know, they all want to play. And, you know, it helps, you know, in practice. If they think they're going to get a chance to play, they're going to practice better the next week. If they do play, you know, mamas and daddies are a little happier, you know, maybe sometimes.
Although
they're hard to please. But, you know, again, I've always believed that, you know, you have to play them when you get those opportunities. And, you know, there's been a lot of games over the years here that, you know, we might have scored 100 points if we'd have wanted to. But we wanted to play the young kids and keep growing the program because, you know, every year you hope that you're going to be good and have a lot of kids that have been out on the field and have a little bit of varsity experience. And to do that, you got to play them.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we were pleased we got that opportunity the other night.
That's fantastic. All right, you're listening in to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I've also heard you speak previously about how coach-led or coach-motivated teams can only get you so far, you know, that you kind of have to have players that do the real leading and the holding each other accountable. Are you seeing some of that with this team?
I thought it got better. It's certainly something we've been discussing with them. I did not feel like it was there early in the season. And, you know, being a leader out on the football field, you know, it's been a long time since I played, but I still remember it. And, you know, to be a leader on the field, you know, we say it to them all the time that, you know, you have to not be worried about surviving. You know, you're out there worried about just what you do and, you know, making sure you're doing the right things. Sometimes it's hard to lead if all you're doing is trying to survive. And, you know, we felt like in the first two games that we had a lot of guys that were just trying to survive and thinking about themselves and getting themselves right. But you hope you get to a point where they start worrying about what everybody else has got going on too and helping each other and encouraging each other. And, you know, we spent some time last week talking about different types of competitors. You know, and at the lowest level is the guys that just do enough to get by,
sure,
or just trying to survive. And we don't want to have those types on our team. And we certainly, I thought, made some progress with that last week. We've been making some progress with it in practice.
So if you got the survivors at that level, what are the other two? I think I've heard you speak about that briefly, but...
Well, here you go. I got a test. It was just Labor Day yesterday,
yes,
so
sir.
My mind's a little blank. But, you know, you go survivor... can't remember the second one.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Coach.
No, but then, you know, you got competitors in our last category that we thought was commanders.
Commanders.
And the commanders are competitors that They do everything a great competitor does, but then they try to drag people along with them. And that's what we're looking for. We've got some competitors, certainly. We want to get some more commanders.
Awesome. Maybe that's the second one, survivors, competitors, and commanders.
There's one more, but I can't remember the second one.
Okay. All right. So, in kind of that vein of thinking about leadership on the team, in the third quarter, after Glenn scored that first touchdown, I think it was number zero, Denigel Cooper, that blocked that point after attempt. It was either Denigel or maybe Higginbotham. I think it maybe was Denigel. You know, historically, if there's ever a time that you could take a play off, you know, when you're just kind of out there, so it's 24-6 at that point. To see him give such an effort on a play like that, you know, meant a whole lot to us watching. As I said, especially with the score being 24-6 at that point, that has to be a reflection on that type of motivation that we just spoke about. You know, what does a play like that say about him as a player, and what does that do for the team?
Well, one of my pet peeves in coaching is to you know, you give up a score, and then your extra point block team, which is your defense, mm-hmm. they just take that next play off, and it drives me absolutely nuts. And so we've worked hard on that, and Coach Foreman, our other defensive coaches, but Coach Foreman's kind of done a great job with that one. And you know, to see that type of effort after just giving up a touchdown, you know, it shows that we're growing up. It shows them maturing. And you know, I said it to them in film Sunday or yesterday. How many games this weekend were decided by 1 point?
A lot.
And you know, so you never know when that 1 point is going to be critical. And that was a critical point right there in the game, because you know, blocking that kick allowed us to stay 3 scores ahead. And that's a huge difference. So we've put a lot of effort into it. But you've got to be a great competitor,
right,
to do that in that situation, because everything human nature tells you, well, you know, we just got scored on, we're disappointed, you know, we're still thinking about it. You got to let it go. You got to have a short memory. You got to play the next play.
Yeah, that was fantastic. We enjoyed seeing that so very much. All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org. Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Aaron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. So, Coach, I thought your offensive line performed really well on Friday. Your Wildcats produced more than 450, I think it was maybe somewhere around 465 yards of total offense. What'd you see from them that you liked?
Well, they continue to improve. We've got some kids. We started the season with our center and both guards returning, but we had brand new starters at tackle and tight end. And those kids that were playing there are really talented, but they've made a lot of mental mistakes early because it's the first time.
Yes, sir, sure.
In the fire with us anyway. So that part's continued to get better, and we're still missing one of our interior guys. Tazio Rosso has been out for, it seems like forever, but he's getting closer to coming back. And, he started last year as a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
A really good football player. But, the kids that have handled it, we played Logan Trefethen, mm-hmm. we've played Caden Whitfield, and we've moved Zach Owens around a little bit and Caden Thompson around a little bit. just trying to take, you know, get Tazio back, and certainly it's created some depth there at our offensive line, but our tackles and our tight end both, they played better this past week than they had to this point, and that's a good sign.
What things do you think they have to work on?
Well, you know, primarily, you know, with all of our offensive linemen, you know, it's about pad level, it's about aggressiveness, it's about staying on box. But, you know, in our offense, offensive line is an extremely complex position in our offense, more than anything else on our team. And so they have to be able to mentally handle all that. Excuse me. And on top of the fact that we do a lot of checks.
Yes, sir.
Change plays at the line of scrimmage. So they had to be very intelligent kids. And, you know, when it's your first year in the system, which, you know, for those three it is, you know, it makes it a little more difficult, but they're catching up for sure.
Lot to take in for sure. So Parks Riendo started the game for you on Friday and looked really good. Do you plan to continue using both Mason and Parks moving forward?
We do. Both of them played well.
Sure.
They complement each other well. And, you know, I think it kind of keeps the pressure off of both of them that, you know, they don't have to feel like they have to do it all every time. But Parks, you know, wasn't any big deal. We just felt like, you know, he'd had a little bit better week of practice, a little bit better game a week before, maybe in limited action. But, you know, everybody always loves the backup quarterback.
Of course.
You know, and, you know, so we're trying to keep a little pressure off of both of them right now. But both of them have strengths. Both of them have weaknesses. And we're trying to use those to the best of their ability. And, you know, it's a daily competition like every other position on our field.
Sure. It definitely seems like they both do very, very well when they have their opportunities. All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So after the first couple of games, we talked about, you know, wanting to start faster. And the boys certainly seemed to do that this time. What was different?
Well, the defense got off the field.
Yes, sir.
We kicked off and we forced Glenn to go three and out. And we hadn't done that this year. You know, ironically, if we had not done that, so I think when we did, you know, we had a good drive on offense going, and we fumbled. But then the defense went back out, got another three and out. And then this time, you know, we scored. So I thought the defense set the tone of the game. You know, our special teams played well, certainly. But the defense going out and getting the ball back for us and enabled us to get going offensively.
Yes, sir. So speaking of that, it might have been their second or third drive, and this is just kind of my curiosity, as, you know, it seems like there's been, you know, a couple of rule changes this year with penalties as far as the, you know, whether it being a spot foul or based on where the line of scrimmage is. So on their second or third drive, they were in a third and long, and there was a penalty that seemed to be a dead ball foul, but it appeared that it got declined. Do you remember that specifically or what that was?
They had a penalty. It was, I can't remember what the penalty was, but if we declined it, you know, it was going to become fourth and long.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, and so, you know, we didn't want to take that one and give them another down. We had taken the penalty, they'd have still been third down.
Absolutely.
So we declined that one, and I don't remember what it was.
So I guess that was the question. It seemed like it was maybe a dead ball foul, and you don't have the opportunity to decline on a dead ball, do you?
No, yeah, it wasn't a dead ball.
Okay.
You know, I think they threw the flag kind of late or something, but it was a live ball. So if we took it, it was going to give them another down.
Fantastic. Okay, so the new Hampstead Phoenix come into Chris Gilman on Friday. You know, obviously it's a relatively new school. I think founded in 2012 without, you know, a whole lot of football history. What are you expecting from them?
Well, you know, I've known their coach for a long time. His name's Kyle Hockman. He coached at McEachern where
okay.
I kind of started out, and my mentor was the head coach forever there. And Coach Hockman actually replaced him. And so, you know, I know he's a good football coach. We've been to camp with him a million times when he was at McEachern. So I know he knows how to coach football. And he went there to this school. It's kind of, a bedroom-type community for Savannah. That seems to be a very growing area. Mm-hmm. And he has got some talented kids, and they had a good year last year. They got a lot of them back. And, you know, I told our kids, I mean, they lost to Richmond Hill in overtime last year.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, they've played people in our region before. And, you know, again, they're undefeated, and we'll have our hands full.
All right. Can't wait to check it out. Can't wait to see it. Are there any guys on that squad that stand out to you?
Well, they're skilled guys offensively. They have a first-year starter at quarterback, but he is a really good player. I think that he's played really well. They had a great quarterback last year. He's now playing in college.
Okay.
But I think the quarterback this year has really grown in these first two games. They've got a kid named Kamari Maxwell that really jumps out at me. He's number 21. In the first two games, he's had two punt return touchdowns, and he's had a kickoff return touchdown. He's kind of their version of Jamar Lee Riddle.
Right.
Plays offense, special teams, and defense. They've got a good football team. They got a kid named Jalen Hampton, who's number two. He's a special player and as an offensive receiver and stuff. But, good receivers, good running backs, very good linemen. They're defensively, they've got a good – big, active offense or defensive front, and they run to the ball and hit you. So we think we got our hands full for sure.
What do you expect from our guys this week then, Coach? Is there anything specific that you're working on related to that you'd share? Or what are you expecting out of our guys this week?
Well, my message to them yesterday was simple, that, right now it doesn't matter who we play. Our opponent is us, and we've got to keep getting better. We had a good win over Glenn. Everybody's excited. Again, okay, we got that Brunswick one out of our system. But the truth is that, Glenn's got a good football team, but they're not the best team we're going to see the rest of the year. And we know that, we've got some tough opponents coming up non-region. And then when we get to our region, it's going to get really tough. And so we've got to just keep improving and, keep eliminating mistakes.
Sure.
And I felt like we took a big step forward last Friday, and we need to take another step this Friday.
All right. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Vape. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Coach, the weather's been a little bit kinder over the last week. On Friday night in Glenn, it was almost comfortable. Are you anticipating getting more outdoor work this week, or...?
Well, yesterday being Labor Day, we practiced later, and we brought our kids in. We normally come in on Sunday and watch film and have our meeting and stuff, and then, practice on Monday. Well, since we were out of school yesterday, we did all that. We brought them in, watched film, gave them Sunday off, and watched film and had our practice last night. So we didn't get out on the practice field until about 5:30, and it was an extremely enjoyable night, cooler weather. And it was nice to play in that last Friday. So, unfortunately, looking at the forecast, which I try to, keep up with it during the week, it's supposed to be up to near 90, the rest of the week. So, I don't think we're out of the woods yet in terms of hot weather, but that's Camden County for you. So, again, hopefully the longer we play, the better we should get being able to play in those type conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Okay. So we've also had a concentrated effort this year to kind of keep the fans engaged in the game. We've seen some things that have come out. Student section's been loud, as always, and cowbells have been ringing. How's the crowd done their part in your mind?
Well, I know one thing. We had a great crowd at Glenn the other night.
We sure did.
We really did. We've been fortunate. We've played before two really big home crowds the first 2 weeks, and then we go on the road the other night. And, you know, I was worried about it because we'd been out of school. We'd had a hurricane. It was Labor Day weekend. I mean, all those things. But our student section really traveled well, and we had a lot of fans there. And, you know, it helps you. I mean,
sure.
There's no question. Kids are going to play better when there's a lot of people in the stands. There's a lot of excitement in the stands. And, you know, again, I'm glad they're there. Don't get me wrong, you know, but I've said it several times to our parents and stuff that, you know, we don't want spectators. We want fans. And fans
sure.
are short for fanatics.
Fanatics.
And, you know, we want them to get up and holler and cheer and you know, and harass the opponent and, you know, in the right way. But we'd like to get more fans and less spectators. And, you know, and I think we'd really be on to something.
Awesome. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, thanks for giving me a couple minutes of your time this morning. Just one last thing. What's your main focus going in Friday? What's the one thing you feel like is the biggest thing you want to work on?
Well, you know, I said this earlier, but I just want to work on us.
Yep.
You know, and there's not one thing in particular, is it? You know, we had a bunch of mistakes in every area the other night still. And, you know, sometimes when you win, you don't see those. But I told our coaches and I told our kids, you know, everything we do wrong now, if we don't get it fixed, will come back to bite us in the rear end when we get in our region. So we're just trying to get better in every phase of the game. And I just want to continue to see improvement.
Yes, sir. All right, Coach, again, thank you so very much for giving me some time this morning, and thanks to everyone listening. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.